Anin, welcome to our traditional medicine show with Chantel Machad, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. As I'm going along here in our seventh year, I kind of have a lot of classes this year that combine together. So we were talking about recipes for tea on our last show, and we're just going to kind of continue up with three more recipes for painful cramping and also for menstrual discomfort and a daily tonic to help close our pores. Maybe you have small pores, big pores. Whatever the case may be, there's always a plant that can help, okay? Cramping, painful menstruation. We're going to do two parts cramp bark, one part pennyroyal leaf, and a half a part ginger root. And again, you're probably like, how do we know what a part is? Well, let's say we're going to take 2 cups of cramp bark and then 1 cup of pennyroyal and then a half a cup of the ginger root. That's how that works. And then we're going to end up with 4, 5.5 cups of this cramping, painful menstruation herbal remedy. But what we do is we take out of that mixture, we're only going to take 4 to 6 tablespoons to 1/4 water. Okay, so that is, you're going to have a lot of painful menstrual cramping herb supplement if you use cups. So we're going to use that 4 to 6 tablespoons to 1/4 water. Now place on low heat and slowly bring to a boil. Slowly simmer. Okay, just bring to a simmer. Not even a boil, just simmer it. Don't bring it to a boil. Simmer it. Keep the pan covered tightly. And then only simmer for 2 to 5 minutes, okay? And then you're going to remove it from the heat. And drink in small amounts, maybe about 1/4 cup, until your cramps subside. And when we say 1/4 cup, give it some time. Drink that 1/4 cup. Give it 20 minutes. See if it's helping out. Don't just slam 1/4 cup and you're like, oh, it didn't help. And slam another one and another one. And again, make sure you're not allergic to any of these. Pennyroyal, anything. Pennyroyal, raspberry leaf, tea. That's another one for menstrual discomfort. 2 cups pennyroyal leaf and flower, 1 part oat straw, 1 part raspberry leaf, 1 part motherwort, 1/2 part yarrow leaf and flower. Okay, so we got all that. And remember, you can harvest this yourself or you can order this online. You can go to your favorite herbal store and get these, whatever your heart desires. So we have 4 to 6 tablespoons, of course, because we're kind of just going on a roll with 4 to 6 tablespoons to 1/4 water. We're going to keep the pot covered over low heat, and we're just going to bring it to a simmer. And then we're going to remove it immediately and start drinking small amounts because we want our menstrual discomfort gone. What about a daily tonic? Daily tonic, it helps close pores, so you're not going to get any blackheads. Maybe it's going to actually help out with some acne. This has 6 parts lemon balm, 4 parts chamomile, 1 part rosemary, 3 parts calendals, 4 part lemon peel, 1 part sage, 3 part comfrey, and a little bit of witch hazel extract if you'd like to add that. And this is a tonic, so you can use vinegar too if you want. Tonic, tincture. Place all the herbs in the jar, okay? Again, only 3/4. And then you can cover it with your witch hazel extract or your vinegar. But but make sure that you have enough in there that it's going to be able to expand as well as cover the entire liquids and be able to shake. Strain, set the liquid aside, and compost your herbs. As always, bring those herbs right back out. Also, to each cup of herbal extract, add 1.5 cups of rose water if you'd like. Again, hippie style, bring in some other herbal remedies that you have, some other teas that you have. Spice it up to taste great. Methods for remedies. Herbal medicine systems. It's so bizarre because you got to try to figure out what is infused, what's decoctions, what's tinctures, macerations, hot bath, inhalations, powders, aromatherapy, all these things. We got infusions, which are hot teas. We got decoctions that are boiled teas because those are bark, roots, seeds, nuts. The infusions are leaves, anything that's softer, flowers. We also have tablets and capsules from dried powder plants, maceration is cold soaking. Just putting your dandelion in some water and letting it sit in some cold water. That's it. Hot baths, soaking in the tub. Inhalation, smelling, steam inhalation, aromatherapy, same thing. Active plant chemical to equal active remedies. Essential oil, alkaloids, acids, steroids, tannins. How about the preferred effective method of extraction? A plant made into a tea, an anti-inflammatory. The same plant can be made with alcohol. It can be made with water. It can be made with oil. And it's all good for antibacterial infections. So it's just a preferred effective method of extraction and what works best for the plants. But they all have different remedies and extraction methods. Teas. We have 1 ounce to 16 ounces of water. And then you can save your tea for 1 to 2 days. So you can freeze it and save it for a week or however long you want. That's the leaves and flowers. Our decoctions, we're going to do 1 ounce to 24 to 32 ounces of water. And that's our root and bark. And once we make that into our tea, we can save that for 1 to 2 days too, or freeze it. I've said mentioned before that we can freeze them into ice cubes and use them as we wish. Poultices and compresses. It's our direct plant parts, crushed, boiled, specifically prepared in a cloth, and we apply it to our body. Tinctures, it could be water, H2O, ethanol extraction, it could be vinegar, vodka. And what it is 1 gram of herb with basically fill your 1 kilogram of herb with 5 liters of solvent. 25% to 90% of alcohol is best potency. So you want it 70% plus if you're going to use anything so the fungal can't grow. Fluid extract. There is also fluid extract, and there is a standardized extract for chemically and analytical, but that is crazy talk because we're not going there. We're more so oil, poultice, decoction, teas, because this chemical one is actually bringing it down to the precise dosing. Example, ginkgo biloba with its liquid capsules are tablet forms. But we like to stick to our teas and our balms. I'd like to say miigwech for joining us on our traditional medicine show with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe, as well as a huge thank you to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. With their support, our program is possible. Keep a wobbin' in. The content on Traditional Medicine is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice.